Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This has been a really impressive minor league season throughout for Jonah. Starting the year, I don't think any of us would have predicted we would have gotten to this point in August where we were ready to call him up for his big league debut, but he has consistently performed as one of the best, if not the best, minor league pitchers in all of baseball. He's earned this promotion. It's going to be really exciting to watch him pitch.
Mendy had said that between Nolan and Jonah, two guys that weren't even in big league camp back in March. So how have they gotten to this point, matured not just as people, but as pitchers, that here they are helping you guys chase down a postseason spot?
Yeah, I mean, tremendous credit to them and our player development staff that they've both been able to add weapons to their arsenals throughout the season. Both of them have changed their pitch mixes a little bit. Both of them have just candidly gotten better and battled through challenges. And even Jonah, whose numbers may not look like he's had too many challenges, we've had games where early in the game he was battling his command or he couldn't find feel for one of his pitches, and he was able to overcome that either by finding what he was looking for or by switching his approach mid-game. And that's really important. You're not going to have success at the big league level doing it the same way every single outing. He's demonstrating to us that he understands that, and that's a big reason why we feel comfortable calling him up right now.
When you look at the farm system as a whole, ESPN just came out with the newest ranking listing it as number one. I would imagine that's got to be a source of pride for you. Where do you see the depth of the farm system right now?
Look, I think it's a huge credit to our scouts, our coaches, our player development system in general, everyone who's worked not only in the development of these prospects, but in their acquisition originally and to the organization. In terms of the depth of our organization, one of the things that I think makes me most excited about where we are is we've got pretty good balance. Mm-hmm. We've got upper-level pitchers and position players who we think are pretty close. We've got pretty good depth throughout the organization. You could go to any affiliate in our organization and see very legitimate prospects on both sides of the ball. That's pretty exciting. And there aren't too many organizations in baseball who can say that right now, and that we think we have that. And we're in the playoffs last year, competing for a playoff spot against this year, I think speaks to well for where we're headed in the future.
In your experience, can you remember a time when there was buzz around two young guys coming up at this point in the season? And obviously Nolan's had success, but yeah, what Jonah could do?
You know, at this point in the season, I can't off the top of my head think of two young guys coming up like this. I think it's also important that we recognize that these are young pitchers, that they're humans, that this is not going to go perfectly for either of them, even with how good Nolan has looked through his first two starts. And that's to be expected, and that's part of this, but both of them have earned this opportunity. We think they're going to give us both really good chances to win on days they take the ball, and it's really a credit to them that they forced our hand to do this so quickly.
Well, we're all excited for it. David, thanks for your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.